This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections has gained further momentum, with prominent leaders of major political parties holding public meetings and roadshows in different parts of the country. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address public rallies at Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh in a short while. He will then address a rally at Ajmer in Rajasthan, and late in the evening he will hold a roadshow in Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh. A Jaipur correspondent reports that Prime Minister's rally in Rajasthan in support of BJP candidates of Ajmer and Pushkar today is his third public meeting in the state for the Lok Sabha elections. On the other hand, Congress is holding a big public meeting in Jaipur today regarding its manifesto. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior party leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address this public meeting. Congress has made extensive preparations to make this public meeting successful. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, wish the party workers on BJP's 45th Foundation Day. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi thanked them for the hard work, struggles and sacrifices for building the party over the years. He added that the party is proud to be an integral part of the NDA and cherishes his partnership with his allies. Congress Central Election Committee held a meeting related to Lok Sabha elections at party headquarters in New Delhi last evening. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal were present in the meeting. Senior party leaders of Haryana were also present in the meeting. BJP National President J.P. Nadda will arrive in Kozhikode today to campaign for the NDA contestants in the general elections. He will stage a roadshow in the city this evening. The roadshow will take place from Ariyada Thupalam to Muthalakulam. Three Naxalites of the banned CPI Maoist Party were killed in an alleged exchange of fire with security forces in a dense forest of Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district bordering Telangana this morning. According to a police official, the encounter took place in the Pujari Kanker forest along the interstate border in the Mulugi district of Telangana. A team of greyhounds, Telangana's elite anti-Naxal force, noticed the Naxalites while combing the forest area after receiving the discreet information. The alleged encounter between them resulted in the death of three Naxalites. The Greyhounds police recovered one AK-47, one LMG and a 12-bore gun. One of the deceased, Santosh, alias Sagar, was a DVCM commander and hailed from Ankushapur village of Jaishankar, Bhopalpalli district, said police sources. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security forces yesterday foiled an infiltration attempt by terrorists at Sabura Nala along the line of control LOC in the Uri sector of Baramulla in North Kashmir and killed two intruders. According to an official in Chinar Corps, the terrorists attempted to infiltrate the Indian side of the LOC, which led to the exchange of fire with the Jammu and Kashmir Rifle of the Army. The Army, however, effectively retaliated, resulting in the elimination of two infiltrators. Following the encounter, a thorough search operation was conducted in the area, leading to the recovery of warlike stores. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsula India for today and tomorrow. Heat wave will prevail over some parts of Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry and Telangana today. The IMD added hot and humid weather will persist over coastal Karnataka and Goa till tomorrow and over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry till the 9th of this month. East and Northeast India will witness enhanced rainfall and thunderstorms in the upcoming days. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfalls will descend over Lakshadweep and Rajasthan today and over Kerala and Puducherry till the 11th of this month. The US is on high alert and preparing for a significant attack by Iran that could come within the next week, targeting Israeli or American assets in the region, said an official on Friday. The anticipated attack would be in response to Israel's strike on the Iranian embassy in Syria that killed one of its top commanders. And that is the end of this news bulletin.